Today's Shi'as Masechet Yevamos is Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. In our previous year, the Gemara had introduced a machloikus between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanim. If a woman is a chosa, is a sister, and also besides being his sister, is also Bas Eishas Aviv, and he has a relationship with her. How many lavim is he over? One or two? According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he's over one lav. And according to Rabbanan, the Torah has two lavim, Achos and Bas Eishes Aviv. So ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that does not add a lav for Bas Eishes Aviv, so ask the Gemara, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha, the Pasuk Bas Eishes Avicha, where the Rabbanan based their opinion on, my Avadle, what does he use that pasuk for? Answers the Gemara, Bibayle, he uses it to teach us that a woman who could be married to your father, that woman's child is considered Bas Eishes Aviv, that woman's child is considered your father's daughter. Prat lachoyse m'shivcha b'ez kachavim. But if your father had a daughter whose mother is a shivcha or a avodas kachavim, she'ein ishus lavicha ba, that there's no kedushin between your father and that woman, and the daughter is not considered a Jewish woman, not considered his daughter, and not considered your sister. Ask the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Yosef Yehuda should be learning from that pasuk, that if your father violated a woman, the daughter born from that woman is not considered your sister, but the daughter born from a shivcha and avodas kachavim will be considered your sister. Answers the Gemara, Hu leMatzus Amrit, that's not a tenable position based on what we learned from Rava. The Rava asked the question. On one hand, he says, the pasuk says, Evres bas bincha bas bitcha lo segala, which means your granddaughter is usher to you. Habas b'nadida, habas b'tadida, your wife's granddaughters, shari, and they don't come from you, and they would be mutter. But yet, asks Rava, see if there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ervis ishu bita loisagala, es bas b'na, es bas b'ta," that you may not have relations with your wife's daughter and granddaughter. So how do we reconcile these two pasukim? Haketzat. Can ba'insim, a woman who you violated but were not married to is not usher to you, the can b'nesuin. And here it's talking about a woman whom you were married to. So we see that the Torah, according to Rav, is teaching us that a woman that you were married, that you violated, her children are considered your children. And since they're considered your children, therefore, the daughter born to that type of a situation is considered your sister. And that for, says the Gemara, that's not what Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda could have said, what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Veima, says the Gemara, maybe what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Prat l'chai v'lavin. But if you had relations, if your father had relations with a woman that is chiv lav, for example, if your father married a mamzeres, which, as we've been speaking, the issa to marry mamzeres and issa lav, and a daughter was born from that union, that girl would not be considered your sister because the woman is not considered married properly to your father because of issa lav. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, that is not, again, a position that we could follow. Because chai v'lavin, a man who marries a woman who he should not have married with a chiv lav, there's still kedushin. The ksiv, because the pasuk, when it discusses the halacha that a bechor, a firstborn son, gets a double portion in the yerusha of his father, says kisiyenu leishtei nashim, when a man has two wives, achas ahuva v'achas sanua, v'yod l'banim ha'uva v'asnua, and both of these women have children. The Torah says, La yuchel vakas ben ahuva ben apnei ben snua. Even though he loves one wife more than the other, The Bechar is the Bechar. Whoever is the Bechar has the halacha of the Bechar. But we need to understand this pasuk as the Gemara. V'chi yesh ahuv l'fnei makom, yesh shnu l'fnei makom. How do we understand love and hate in the eyes of the Torah? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a decision, it doesn't depend. When the Torah is making a decision, it doesn't make a difference if who the father likes more. Ella, what does the Torah mean to teach us? Ahuva, ahuva min nesuah. Ahuva refers to a woman who is married in a way that the Torah finds acceptable. Vesnuah min nesuah. Snuah is referring to a situation where the marriage should not have taken place. Why shouldn't it have taken place? That it's a situation of a chai v'lavin. And even though it's a situation of a chai v'lavin, the Torah is still telling us that marriage, the Torah uses the word kisiyena, that it's talking about that the kedushin is still considered siyena, it's still considered a valid kedushin, because even though it's a chai v'lavin. So we pointed out that it's difficult to say ahuva and snua refers to somebody who the husband likes or dislikes. Why would that make a role in the halacha? But Tosfos asks, why don't we say that ahuva and snua refer to the woman herself? And what the pasuk means to say, there's a difference if this woman is a woman who is doing the right thing. That's an ahuva, and a snua is a woman who does averis, and that's what the Torah is referring to. So Tosfos answers that the pasuk, when it says ahuva v'snua, is not talking about the quality of the woman. The Torah is clearly saying that the ahuva v'snua is connected to the siyena, to the marriage. And the marriage, if the person is a good woman or not such a great woman, has nothing to do with the validity of the marriage. And moreover, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, even if we'll say, like Tosfos wants to suggest, that ahuva and snua depend on what type of woman that is, how can we say that? Because why should that make a difference, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, in the son, Yerusha, if his mother is a better person or not a better person? And that's why that's not what the Gemara could have suggested, is pshat in the pasuk. But ask now the Gemara, Veima, maybe we should say that the pasuk is coming to teach us Prat l'chai v'krisis, that if a man lived with a woman, where there's a chi of karis in living with such a woman, for example, a chayis ishtai, where there we've been learning throughout the Masechta, kedushin is actually not typhus. Maybe the halacha is teaching us that the daughter born from such a situation is not considered his daughter, is not considered his son's sister. Amar Rava, says Rav, the pasuk says, Amar Kra Everis Achoyscha Basivecha Basavicha Basimecha Meledes Bais and Meledes Chutz. What is the definition, says the Gemara, a Meledes Bais and Meledes Chutz? Means, Ben Sha'omim Lavicha Kayem, whether it's a marriage where they tell your father, this is a woman that you may remain married to, or Ben Sha'omim Lavicha Chutz, say that it's a woman that it's not supposed to remain remarried to, because it's a chayv krisis, amar chmana, and still the Torah says ha'chayschahi, the girl born is considered married. So the Ramban asks a question: Why do we say that this pasuk is talking about a chayv krisis? Maybe the pasuk is talking about a chayv lavin. But chayv lavin also is a situation where the Torah tells this person, don't remain married to her. So the Ramban says that what the pasuk means when it says "Oim l'avicha chaytzei" means please separate yourself from her, and you don't even need a get. But by chay v'lavin, as we just finished explaining, kedushin is typhus. Since kedushin is typhus, a get is required. It must be that we're speaking about chay v'krisis. What the Gemara means when it says "Oim l'avicha chaytzei," what it means is that you're not allowed to, you should separate yourself from her, and no get is required. Veima, maybe, says the Gemara, the pasuk is saying, Ben Sha'im Elavicha Kayem, Ben Sha'im Elavicha Chatzei, Vam Rachmana, and the Torah says whether you should or should not remain married to this woman, and the Torah says that the daughter born from that situation, still a choyscha, and is coming to teach her. Rachman, the Torah is telling us that that girl is your daughter. The rabbis is coming to teach us that even a girl born from a shivcha, that's a oivitz is coming, that the mother is a shivcha, oivitz kachavim, the girl will still be considered your sister. Answers the Gemara Amakra, Bas Eishas Avicha. A situation where this kedushin is viable, where there's no kedushin possible between your father and the shivcha and the vayis kachavim. Answers the Gemara. So what we're saying is that we're using one pasuk to say that the daughter born from a chayv krisis is considered your sister, and we're using another pasuk to say that the daughter born from Shivcha Navayitz Kechavim is not considered your sister. Ask the Gemara, Marisa, maybe we should say just the opposite. Maybe we suggest that the daughter born from a Chayvi Krisis is not considered your sister, and the daughter that's born from Shivcha Navayitz Kechavim is your sister. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra Chayvi Krisis Havel Rabbis, Shekein Tafsa Kedusha Lama. Maybe there's no Kedushin between you and this particular woman, because she's an erva, but she is a woman, she's a Jewish woman, and she's a woman where there is tefisas kedushin, whereas by shivcha navayitz kachavim, there's no tefisas kedushin for anyone. Answers the Gemara, we can make a counter argument. Adirabba, shivcha navayitz kachavim, havleil rabbis, maybe the Torah is saying that the sister of a shivcha navayitz kachavim is considered your sister, because imagaira, when she becomes a geyiris, so the day namitavse kedushin. But because then she's not related to you, she's not a chayv karis to you. So, but this chayv karis, the woman who's a chayv karis to you will never become permissible to you. Says the Gemara, that's not a valid question, because lekaya megaira, because when she becomes a geyiris, it's not that she becomes mutter. A woman who becomes a geyiris, gufa chrenahi, is a different individual altogether. What does that mean? Because as we're learning, gershon is geyir, kekotn shenoyladami, as we discussed in the previous year. And since gershon is geyir, kekotn shenoyladami, the halacha is that she's not considered the same woman. There's a very interesting shaila that the shaila shetshuvas chelkus Yaakov, Evan Ezer, Simon Lamedala discusses. We know in halacha, there's a concept of a katlonis. If a woman was married to two men and both of them died, then that woman is considered a katlonis, and under certain circumstances, she should not get remarried. The question is, what's going to be the halacha, he discusses, by a woman who, when she was not yet megayir, two of her husband died, now she became a geyiris. Is she considered a woman who's considered a gatlonis? If we say gershon's guy could cut a shnoyle dummy, so that's a whole new person. Our Gemara just said that gufachrina, a woman after she becomes a geyiris, is a different individual, and therefore, even if she maybe was in a situation where her husband's died, that would have no bearing on what happened now, after she became a geyiris. And it seems that the Paiskim indeed are lenient with such a woman and will not consider her a geyiris, a katlonis. But then I saw that the Chelkis Yaakov quotes from the Bnei Yisoschar in his Sefer Derech Pekudecha a question where we know there's a concept of Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. If somebody had two children who died during the bris milah, they're obviously hemophiliacs. The halacha is we don't do a bris on the third brother that's born in that family until we can be confident and comfortable that he's out of danger. So the question is, what happens if the two older brothers had a milah when they were not yet Jewish? And therefore, and then the third brother was born after the mother was Megayer. Do we say Gershon's guy could cut the Shanaila dummy, and therefore there should be no concern? It's a whole different situation. And the Bnei Yisoschar wants to be lenient. But there are the Sefer Reishis Bikurim quotes the Derech Bikudecha, and he's not so comfortable to be Mekel. He says, because even if we're going to say Ger Shenas Gair Kekotna Shenoiladami, still, the physical situation, what makes up these children, the DNA or the physical properties of these individuals are not necessarily different because they're Jewish or not Jewish. And maybe we should be concerned, especially when we're dealing here with a situation of Bikuach Nefesh. Another interesting question that the Shaul Shetshuvos Machne Chaim discusses. He says there was a Jew who sold his chametz to a non-Jew Erev Pesach, as is the common minig throughout the world. Now, during Pesach, that non-Jew who purchased that chametz, it was Megayer. So does that mean that now it's chametz that's owned by a Jew, and chametz that's owned by a Jew is also by Rabbi Motzah and would have to be destroyed? Or do we say Gershon is Gayer Kekotin Shinala Dami, and he says that this is not that individual, and that individual owed the chametz, but not me. Even though he makes argument that maybe we should be able to say it, of course he says, well, when speaking about the chumrah of Pesach, the chumrah of chametz, we would have to be machmer. On the other hand, the Rama says that we make every morning a bracha shlo yosani goy, but he says that a ger can also make that bracha. Now the question is, why can make the ger make the bracha? When we pronounce shlo yosani goy, we're declaring that we were not created as goyim. But this individual was created as a goy. So how could he declare every morning shlo yosani goy? So he explains that the definition of shlo yosani goy is indeed when the ger, as we're learning, gershon's guy could cut shnoyle dummy. So when he comes into the world, he's a totally new individual. And since when he comes into the world, he's a totally new individual, he could now say, from his new creation, Gershon's guy called Shnoyle Dami, and he could declare Shlo Yosani Goy. So now, we've been able to understand that the reason the Torah uses the words Bas Eishes Avicha, to teach us that the daughter born from your father and a Shivcha, the daughter born from your father and Avodis Kechavim, is not considered your sister. But as we discussed at the beginning of our shir, and as we discussed in our previous shir, the Rabbanan need the Pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha to teach us that a girl who's your sister and also Bas Eishes Avicha, Yechai Fetui Surim, if you have relations with her. So where will the Rabbanan know the halacha that we just discussed about the daughter of Avodis Kechavim or the daughter of a Shivcha? Ask the Gemara of Rabbanan, Lemute Shivcha v'avodis kechavim menalu, where will they know that halacha from? Says the Gemara Nafkalhu, they learn it from what we learn in Parshas Mishpatim. The Torah says that if a Jew owns an Eved Ivri and he marries off that Eved Ivri under the conditions where it's permissible to a Shivcha Kenanis, and they then have children, even though normally the halacha is that a Jewish man may not marry Shivcha Kenanis, but Eved Ivri, under certain conditions, may marry Shivcha Kenanis. And the Torah says that the children born, the Torah says, V'isha v'yoladeh t'yila d'neha. They go after the mother and not after the father. Why? Because they're not even considered your children. They're not considered Jews. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So now, and that's where the Rabbanan are going to learn their halacha from. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that already learned that halacha from the pasuk Abbas Eishes Avicha, what will he do? Says the Gemara, we need two pasukim. Chad b'shivcha, we need one pasuk for a girl born from a shivcha, that she's not considered your sister. V'chad, and he needs another pasuk, Avodis Kechavim, for a daughter born from a non-Jewish woman, that she's not considered your sister. And explains the Gemara Tzrichi. And we need two pasukim, one cannot be learned from the other. The Ashmin and Shivcha, if we only had a pasuk by Shivcha, Shum, the Ein Lechayis. The children of a Shivcha have no yichas, are not considered your children. And that's why the girl is not considered your sister. Avavaris Kechavim, this Lechayis, that the pasuk does speak about the yichas by non-Jews. So since they have yichus emaloi, non-Jewish person is not obligated to any mitzvahs. A shivcha is obligated in the same mitzvahs that every Jewish woman is obligated in. So now ask the Gemara, if Rav Yossi has now taught us that two psukim are necessary, Rav Yossi is teaching us that two psukim are necessary, one for a shivcha and one for avodas kechavim, so the Rabbanan indeed identified a pasuk for a shivcha, which is actually the same pasuk that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is using. But ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, Ashkechan shivcha, however, ask the Gemara, avodas kechavim, menalahu, where will the Rabbanan know that the daughter born to you from avodas kechavim is not considered your daughter, your sister? V'chi teima, and if you'll suggest, nail from a shivcha, we should learn the halacha of avodas kechavim from a shivcha, but we just said, hana mitzvah tzrichi, we need a separate pasuk for a shivcha and a separate pasuk for avodas kechavim. Answers the Gemara, Am Rab Yosef Mishim Rab Shim Be'echai. The Torah teaches us that we should be very careful not to let our sons and daughters marry non-Jews. And the Torah says, Bitcha le'siten le'b'noi, Obita le'simcha le'bincha. Your daughter should not marry a non-Jewish man, and your son should not marry a non-Jewish woman. Now, the Torah continues, Amasa Kra, Kiyasas Bincha Acharai. The Torah says that if your daughter, obviously a Jewish girl, marries this non-Jewish man, he's going to cause that your grandson, his son, will not act in the way of a Jew. But why doesn't the Torah say the same thing, that if your daughter marries, that if your son marries a non-Jewish woman, the non-Jewish woman will cause the son to leave the way of Hashem? Because, teaches us the pasuk, teaches us the Gemara, Bincham Yisraelis, the daughter who's born from a Jewish mother is called Bincha, is called a Jew. And now we need to be concerned that it should not be taken away from the Derech Hashem. Then Bincha Abba Meveres Kechavim, the boy who's born from a non-Jewish mother is not called Bincha, is not called a Jew, El Bino. And therefore, by such an individual, there's no concern if he'll be taken away from the Jewish way because he's not Jewish. Amar Ravina, so says the Gemara, based on what we just learned, Shmamina ben bitcha ba marav kechavim, your grandson who was born from a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, Kari Bincha, is considered your son. So ask the Gemara, Lema, Kesava Ravina, is this a proof to a discussion that we're going to have later in our Masechta, Daf Mem Heyom and Aleph? But what is the halacha when a non-Jewish man has relations with a Jewish woman? What is the status of the child? Should we say Kesava Ravina, Avi Kacham, Avi Rabba Bas Yisrael, Havad Kosher? And he could even marry a Kayin? He's a full-fledged Jew? Says the Gemara, no. Nah, the mamzer lehavi. It's clear that he doesn't consider him a mamzer, but even though he doesn't consider him a mamzer, Yisrael posel lemikri, he's considered a Yisrael posel, and such a girl would not be allowed to marry a kohen. But ask the Gemara, this pasuk that we just learned that teaches us the halachas when the child which is born is a Jew and when the child which is born is a non-Jew is b'shiva omis k'siv. It's talking about the Shivat Omus, the seven nations that were in Eretz Yisrael, as we entered Eretz Yisrael. So maybe these halachas that we just learned are only referring to those non-Jews, but not to other non-Jews, says the Gemara. Let's look at the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Kiyosir, L'rabbis Kolam Asirim. The pasuk is teaching us that anybody who could cause that the child will be not the way that will cause the child not to follow Derech Hashem, this is the rule. And that doesn't make a difference why he's non-Jewish. And therefore, it can't be that we're differentiating between the Zionumus and that. Throughout Shas, there's a machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon that do we derish tam de kro? Do we try to understand what the pasuk says? The Gemara in Masechta Baba Metzia, daf kuf tez vav amal aleph, teaches us, the Torah says, Lesachbo beged almana. One may not take the garment as a security, the garment that belongs to a widow. And Rav Shimon explains why, that the pasuk is speaking about a woman, a widow who is poor, and if you're going to take her garment every night, you're going to have to return it, or every morning you're going to have to pick it up. And that will cause that people, that she'll have a bad reputation, because a man is coming, a strange man is coming to her home every night, every morning. But if the woman is a wealthy woman, that she has other garments and other linen, and you won't have to go to her home every night, this halacha would not apply. The chachamim say no. The Torah says, l'sachba baged almana. The Torah says we're not allowed to take the baged, the garment that belongs to the almana. The Torah did not differentiate. The Torah did not point out a difference if it's a poor woman or a wealthy woman, and therefore the halacha applies in all situations. So now we just learned that since the Torah says kiyosu bincha me'acharai, we explain kiyosu bincha acharai is referring to a situation that any non-Jewish father may cause his Jewish child not to act properly. But as the Gemara, so ha nicha, this approach is understandable according to Rav Shimon, the Darsh Tam of the Korah. El Rabbanon, that don't make that distinction. So we're back to where we started. Maybe the pasuk is only talking these halachas about which child is considered Jewish and which child is not considered Jewish only by Zion Umais, by those seven nations, which is the subject of that pasuk. Menalahu, where will they know that by all non-Jews this is the halacha? Says the Gemara, man Tana, the polyglade Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the man Dama that disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? That holds that Yechayiv Shtayim by a Choyse Shibas Aviv, Choyse who's the daughter of Eshet Aviv, Rav Shimon he. And Rav Shimon explains Tam the Krah. So in other words, we've been learning that, we've been trying to understand the basis for the opinion of the Chachamim. And we're saying that because Rav Yosef Yehuda had two separate psukim, the Chachamim only had a pasuk by a Shivcha and only had a pasuk by Zayin Umis. But says the Gemara, who are those Chachamim? Those Chachamim are Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon, we just said, Darsh Tam Dekra. And if you Darsh Tam Dekra, Ki Yasser speaks about the rabbis, call him a Sirim, any non-Jew. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon, those are the Chachamim, and all non-Jews, all of the Chachamim's status are the same. Says the Gemara, Misha Kiddush Achsim Shtei Chayos. If somebody had married one of two sisters, however, Vani Day Ezeman Kiddush, he doesn't know which one of those two sisters he was Mekaddish. And the Taisus Yontif says that it doesn't only mean two sisters. The same halacha would be if he was Mekaddish, a woman and her daughter, and he doesn't know which one of those he was Mekaddish. Or any two women who are ervis to each other. The reason the Mishnah chose this case, says the Tosfos Yontif, because this is the most common case. Mace. And then he dies. V'loyach echad. And he only has one brother. So the woman who's truly his wife, he died without children, is a candidate for Yivam v'chalitza. But we don't know which one is that brother. So the halacha is, he should do chalitza to both of them. And Rashi explains, the only proper approach is do chalitza to both of them. Because to do chalitza to one, and then you yibum on the other one, maybe the one that he did chalitza on was truly the woman that he was supposed to do chalitza. And now, the other sister is a chois chalutza. On the other hand, maybe to do yibum first, says Rashi, on one of them, then you're not allowed to do that, because maybe she's not the woman who was your brother's wife, and her sister is a woman that you have zika to, and you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to live with a chois zikakusai. And since you're not allowed to live with a chois zikakusai, this is the only option to do chalitza of both of them. Even though the Rishonim point out that everything here is a suffix rabbanon, because a chaisu kukasoi is a suffix drabonon, still says Ritva, and by suffix drabonon we're makel, still says Ritva, here we're machmer, because this would be a very prominent known case, And people may come to make a mistake and think that a chosuk kasoy is always mutter. In order to avoid that type of an error, this is the only eitzah. Says the Gemara, however, if this brother who isn't quite certain which of these two women are his wife had two brothers, so the halacha is echad chaylitz, the first brother should do chalitz on one of the sisters, and then the next brother to do yibam. Because if the first one was the true wife, so it's fantastic. He did chalitza, and the other brother is marrying the woman who wasn't even his brother's wife. However, if they do it in the opposite direction, then, and if she's an Eishes Ach, it's even better. He's doing a mitzvah. But the opposite direction would be awesome, because the first brother does yibum, she may be a choysu kukosai. What's the halacha if they didn't follow this order? Kadmu v'kansu, if they didn't follow the proper order, eimetzim miyadam, the halacha is we don't make them separate. But there's a very big machloikis rishonim here. That's, Rashi says, that that's only if Bezdin, they did not violate what Bezdin told them. They on their own did this. But if Bezdin told them to do what the proper order, as our Mishnah just taught us, and they disregarded what Bezdin said, so Rashi says, if they disregarded what Bezdin said, the halacha is that they have to separate. The one who married her would have to separate. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that even if they went against the psak of a Bezdin, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is that since technically each one of them could say there's nothing wrong with what the one who married her could say that what I did, there's nothing wrong, then the halacha is we are lenient. However, points out Tosfos that this halacha is only in a case like the Gemara, like we just explained, where there's a suffix that nothing wrong happened. So therefore, we don't separate them. However, says Tosfos, that if it's clearly something wrong was done, then the halacha is that you have to separate even though you got married. Shnayim, and even if it's only in a Sidur Rabbanim. Now we have a different situation, says the Mishnah. Shnayim shekitchi shnei echoyis. Two men marry two sisters. However, zeni dei is a kiddush. This brother doesn't know which of the two sisters is his wife. Vein is a dei in a kiddush, and this brother doesn't know which is his true wife. Zen noisin shnei gitin. Vezen noisin shnei gitin. Each man has to give a get to both of them because they can't continue. They can't live with each one of them with a wife because it's a chayis ishtoi. So, and a chayis ishtoi, as we've been learning throughout this masechta, is a very serious issa deraisa. But he doesn't know which one is his wife. So each one has to give a get to each woman. Mesu, if the two brothers who were married to these two sisters both died without children before they gave a get, and they had zeach, zeach, zechayis ishtoim, zechayis ishtoim. Each one has to give a chalitza to the other one, because they can't marry, do yibum, because we have to always be concerned with the issa of chaysu kukasai. Continues the Mishnah. They had these two, one of the people who married these two women that had one brother, and the other one had two brothers. Hayachid, the one who had only one brother, so that one brother cannot marry either of these women because we don't know which is the wife, which is not the wife, which is the chois, the kukasa, etc. Vashnayim, but the husband who left two brothers, we go back to the halacha that we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah. When somebody who's not sure who his wife is and he dies and he has two brothers, echet chayilus vechet miyabim, the proper order, as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, is echet chayilus vechet miyabim. But the halacha furthermore says the Mishnah is that, as we also learned early in the Mishnah, the kadmu v'kansu, if they did not follow the proper order, eimetzim miyadam, because he might not have done anything wrong. If the zeshnayim, if the brother who was mekadesh one of these two women, we just don't know which one, had two brothers, well, Zeshnaim and the other man in this mix-up had two brothers. The brother of one of these brothers should do chalitza. V'achav shazeh, and another brother, and the brother of the other man does chalitza to one of them. And then, achav shazeh, miyabim chalitzasa shazeh, the second brother of the first man can do yibum on the one whose chalitza was done by the second, by the other man's brother. And achav shazeh, miyabim chalitzasa shazeh. Kad mishnayim v'chaltzmu, if both of the brothers of one of them did chalitza to the two sisters, la yibmu ashnayim, those brothers should not do yibum to either of those sisters, because we have to be concerned, maybe the yibum was done on the woman who was not a chosh urchav, and therefore now the other woman is ostim for chosh urchosoi, alechat chalitz vechem yabim, because otherwise but if they didn't follow the rule, ematzim b'yadim. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah that says that someone is mekadosh one of two sisters, and he doesn't know which one, so there's no other option that Mishnah said other than giving a get to both of them, but they have to get a get. The Gemara in Masechet Kedushin discusses a machloikus of Rav and Abayim. The Gemara discusses there, this is Masechet Kedushin of Nun Aleph Amun Aleph, about Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiya, a Kedushin that cannot be consummated. Is it considered a valid Kedushin or not? This example, where somebody married one of two sisters, but he's not quite certain which of the two sisters is his wife, is a perfect example of Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiya. Rava says that that is not a valid kedushin, because Rava says the pasuk says ki yikach ish ishu ubala, only a woman where you could have bia, such a kedushin is a valid kedushin. Otherwise, if it cannot lead to a bia, it's not a valid kedushin. Abaya disagrees, and this is actually one of the yal kagams. The halacha typically, when we have a machloikus Rav and Abaya, we follow Rava's opinion. This is one of the places that we follow the opinion like Rava, like Abaya, and the Kedushin is considered a valid Kedushin. Says Tosfos that this entire discussion, Tosfos, Kedivri Maskil Kedushin, that this entire discussion is only, when we speak about Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiya, is when the Kedushin made the problem. But if it's not the Kedushin that created the problem, as we discussed earlier in our shiur, every time somebody marries a woman to him who to him is a chayv lavin, it's also a Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiya. You're not supposed to marry such a woman. But it wasn't the Kedushin that created that situation. The Se'eshu was there because of the Isser and the Torah. And therefore, since it wasn't the Kedushin that created the problem, that's not considered Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiya. And as Rabbi Chanan explains, Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiya means that the Kedushin creates the problem. But if it's not the Kedushin that created the problem, it's not an issue. So as says the Gemara, our Mishnah is clearly a Raya that Shmamina, Kedushin She'enim Asurim Labiya, have a Kedushin. Because as we just finished explaining, this man cannot live with either of the two women, because he doesn't know which one is his wife and which one is a chos ishtoi. Yet we say that they have to give a get. If it's a kedush she'enim asurim labiya, and if Rav is correct, why would a get be required? Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Because hachav ma'iskinen, our Mishnah is referring to a situation, kishoka ubsoifnes arva, that at one point, when they first got married, we do know which was the sister he married. And therefore, at that point, at the moment of marriage, it was a Kedushin HaMesurim Labiya, says the Gemara Dekanami. And I'll show you that that's the proper shot in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Diktani Ve'eni Yedeya. Now we don't know. For like Tani, the Mishnah doesn't say Ve'eni Yedua. It was never known. Shmamina. So ask the Gemara that the Mishnah said that since if you have these two women and you don't know which one is your wife and which one is the Chos Ishtoi, so you have to give a get to both of them. So ask the Gemara, isn't that obvious? My kamashmalon. Says the Gemara, you don't know which is your wife. You can't live with her because you have a problem with chayis ishtai. Answers the Gemara, the chiddush of the Mishnah is not in telling us that he has to give a get to each one of those women. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, seifet tzuchalei, meis v'lei echad, choyels t'shtayim, hoyle shnayim, we learned this just now in the Mishnah, echad v'choyels v'echem yabim, and the Mishnah is teaching us that you have to follow this specific order. Dafke michlitz v'hada yivumei, you can't do yibum in one and then chalitz in the other, because when you'll be doing yibum first, you may be doing yibum b'chaisukukasai, you may be living with a woman who's a chaisukukasai, which, as we've learned so many times in the Masechta, is not permitted. We learned further in our Mishnah, shnayim shkitchishtei chayis, when you have two men marrying two sisters, and we don't know which is which, who married whom, so both have to give two gittin. Again, isn't this a raya? Why do they have to give gittin? The kedushin and sirul abim have a kedushin, because if it wasn't a kedushin, then a get would not be required. And it says the Gemara again, Hachanami will explain that the Mishnah is referring to a situation when they got married, each man knew exactly who his wife was. Dekanami, the ktani v'eni yedeya. We currently don't know whose wife is whose. The like ktani v'eni yedua, it doesn't mean that it was never known. Shmamino. Again, asked the Gemara, so if the Kedushin, at the moment of the Kedushin, was a valid Kedushin, and later on there was a mix-up, so of course we have to have the get. What's the Chiddush? My Kamash Malon, answers the Gemara, Sefer Tzuchalei. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the next case. Mesu, when these two men died, one had one brother, one had two brothers. Because he has to do Chalitza to both, as we explained, because one is his... One is indeed his Yevama, but the other one is a Chois Chalutzosoi, because we don't know which one is which, so he has to do Chalitza with both. V'shnayim, but the brother who left two brothers, Echet Chalitz, the first brother should do Chalitza, and the other brother should do Yibum. Because if he's doing Yibum on the right wife, that indeed was his brother's wife, fantastic. And if not, he's just marrying a woman who is not also to him. Ask the Gemara, Pshita. And here, this concept already has been developed in the Reisha. Answers the Gemara, Madatem Eligzot Trei Otachad, that the one with the two brothers, with the one with the one brother, we said has to do Chalitza on both. The one with the two brothers, one brother should do Chalitza first, and then the next brother could do Yibam. So says the Gemara, we would maybe think that since the one with one brother has to do Chalitza on both, that should be the halacha, even with the two brothers, that the only option available is they should do, both should do chalitza. That's why the Mishnah teaches us, no. As long as the first brother does chalitza, then the second brother can do yibam. But says the Gemara, but it has to be followed this order. The brother's going to do chalitza. The brother who died with two brothers, so he said one could do chalitza and one could do yibam. But the order that the Mishnah mentioned is very definite. First chalitza, and then yibum. Ava yibum bereisha, to do yibum first, loy. Maybe, because the kapaga b'yivam l'shuk. But maybe this woman who is doing yibum is not the wife of his brother, but rather the wife of the other man. And if that's the case, she's a yivam l'shuk. And she's not going to have anybody marry her until chalitza is done with her, because as we've learned many times in our Masechta, a shemeres yavam is not allowed to get married, and we even learned that a shemeres yavam may be a more serious chai v'lavin than other chai v'lavin. Because even though we've learned throughout our shir, particularly today's shir, that chai v'lavin kedushin is typhus, but we learned that a shemeres yavam, even though she's a chai v'lavin, her kedusha maybe is not typhus. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us that it's very important that this woman first have chalitza. So if she is a shemeres yavam from this family or from whichever family, it should be taken care of. And then the other brother could do the yibum. Either it's doing the mitzvah of yibum or he's marrying a woman to whom he may be married.